Welcome back to Opinions, Opinions, Opinions. What I want to talk about right now is the new Ratchet & Clank game. Never have I been more invested in a game in a while than now. I'm playing the new Ratchet & Clank game, and to my surprise, I'm so interested. Every planet I go to, I want to do every side mission. This game makes me feel like a kid again. No other game has made me feel like that. No other game has made me feel like that in a while. Sorry for the bad terminology. But every time I felt like I was playing a game, I was playing COD, I was playing other games, I felt, I was trying to grow up. Shoot them up, bang, bang, you know people are going to die. The whole inevitable. I'm like, damn, this game is depressing. This shit's boring. This shit's sad. But then when I picked up some Ratchet & Clank, it made me feel like a kid again. When I was watching an IGN review, they said this game is a game that you play in your underwear. And I definitely, definitely agree. It's a game you want to just wake up and play. It's a game that you want to sit through and play and don't care how long the time goes by. You just want to play that game. And to my surprise, this game has ray tracing, which is really, really, really surprising to me. I never knew what ray tracing was, but it's like you can see the reflection off stuff. The glare's a little bit better. I don't know. I got to do a better research on ray tracing, but you can tell the difference from the ray tracing mode and the regular mode. With the ray tracing mode, I'm playing it all day, and my PS5 is getting hot as dog shit. But I don't give a fuck, because I never had an experience on the PS5 like that. I was always bored. I missed my friends on the Xbox. I was thinking about getting an Xbox S. I might get an Xbox Series S. One, I wish the Xbox Series S had a disk drive. So that's making me want to get the Series X, just because I want to play movies and shit. And everybody says, yo, everybody's going digital. No. I bought my ass a Blu-ray player because my sister got me some DVDs. And I love DVDs. I love CDs. The fuck? I love feeling shit in my hands. Hardcover stuff. Softcover. Something in your hands that you just want to touch. But Ratchet & Clank, man, that game is really fun. I'm giving that game dead ass, honestly, a 5 out of 5. I haven't skipped any cinematic sequence, and I usually do. What I mean by is making me feel like a kid again is when I got my Xbox 360. Because my mom was never a big Xbox fan, big PS PlayStation or whatever. We had a Wii growing up, and then for my 15th or 14th birthday, I forgot what. No, we were in Hawaii, and she gave me my Xbox, and I was so happy. I played Halo Reach. I played all the Mass Effect series. The Xbox really changed my life about gaming. And then after the Xbox, my mom got me a PlayStation 3 because I wanted to play Uncharted and The Last of Us. And then when I did play those games, I was really invested in those story modes. But what got me hooked was that Xbox. But let me go back to Ratchet & Clank. I'm not even done with the story yet, but I'm already giving it a 5 out of 5. If you're already having me invested and got me dead ass on a hype train, I'm like, yo, let me see what this game's about. This game's expensive. That's $70, $73. How you gotta pay tax in the fucking PlayStation store, man? I'm like, oh, $69, that's not bad. They go, what? 73? These niggas pulling my leg, pulling my dick, nigga. I'm like, what? But fuck it. I paid it, and I haven't put down the game since. It's been 2 days since I played it. Nah, 2 days since I've been playing it. I played for a good 6 hours today. Because I want to get the armor. I want to get all the armor for the Lombax. Yo, you gonna know. This game is really good, and I'm already giving it a 5 out of 5, but I'm glad I'm talking to you now. I'm driving. I know I shouldn't be driving and doing this, but I feel like I get the best podcast when I'm driving, or even when I freestyle. My boys know. But yeah, y'all have a great one. I'm trying to do a podcast tomorrow with my boy, Matt. He's an artist in Florida. I also work with him. I like his style. He has... Oh, shit. Fucking water got in my windshield. But he has a Suicide Boys flow, and I have to make up questions I want to ask, or questions I do want to ask genuinely. Because I ask genuine questions. I don't want to be fake about it. But yeah, I hope y'all have a blessed day. And I don't know if I want to make the Patreon. I really just like making my podcast on here. But I might make a Patreon. I need to make an Instagram page for sure. And I had an interview today for something. And at the end of the... I know I'm going off topic, but I had an interview today. And at the end of the interview, they said, "Hey, do you want to do this position?" Everybody's like, "Yes, yes, I think I'm down. I'm the only person." No, I don't want to do that. You don't know how, like, bruh. What? Yo, it was so fucking... I wanted to laugh. Like, some niggas were looking at me like, "Yo, why are you even here?" Because the description looked interesting. And then this nigga's talking about what the company is. I'm like, "Yo, this is mid. This is mids. A pack of mids." But shit, we out here. Y'all have a safe one. I know I said that before. OD.